This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On her TV show yesterday, Drew Barrymore was discussing a recent poll that said that more than half of Americans get turned on watching their partner do household chores. Hmm. And her sidekick, Ross Matthews, he's a comedian, he said, well, there's a reason Mr. Clean is so hot, okay? But Drew wasn't having it at all. Here's what she said. Honest to God, this is a direct quote. I have wondered why they have fetished Mr. Clean. It's like he is pumped and ready for action. I feel uncomfortable when I see him because he's so sexual. And she says he mops with a real swagger. Are we worried about the masculinity of fictional mascots now?
It sounds like it.
If you recall, about 4 years ago, Hasbro announced Mr. Potato Head would no longer be called Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
They wanted him to be gender neutral.
Okay.
And he would now only be Potato Head, which sounds stupid.
Okay, yeah.
And if you recall, that caused a lot of concern and panic amongst very masculine mascots, and they had that emergency meeting.
Gentlemen, I called this emergency meeting of the mighty manly mascots because we appear to be under attack. I'm sure you're all well aware of what happened to Mr. Potato Head.
No, I'm just a potato.
And Mr. Peanut, just imagine what they can take from you. And Mr. Clean, you're about to get some help in the kitchen. Say hi to Mrs. Clean.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to put me back in the kitchen?
Men, calm down. Calm down. And someone help Mr. Bubble over there. He's working himself into a lather.
Oh, I used to love Mr. Bubble.
Oh, I have some at the house.
Oh, my gosh.
That stuff just...
I'm going to be honest. I've used it as an adult.
Yeah, why not?
It makes some fierce bubbles.
It really does. You move that water around and...
Nobody lay a hand on Mr. Bubble.
That's right. You leave him alone.